Hello, every. Let me check. Hello, everybody. What's up, and how are you all doing today? Today, welcome back to Teach Respect. And first of all, I thank you for everybody who watched the first podcast and came back for this one. I very appreciate you so much, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Today we'll be talking about some different topics, including Trump's speech that he gave yesterday, April 3, 2019, if I am right. So let's start and get it right for the podcast. I am Felipe Castro. Okay, first of all, I forgot to say in the intro, because it's live, that is going to be hard because I can't pause and stuff like that, so that's going to be 10 times harder than what I usually do, because the first time I did it, I recorded an audio and then posted that, but I wanted to try this, so yeah, so we're going to start off by first talking about something that I think that is very important for us to talk about, because I just want to say some things of how I feel about this app, because I just kind of didn't feel okay the first couple of, you know, days. And I was talking to this with my friend, the Obscure Carrillo. You guys should go check him out. I was talking to him about it, that there's some people who go live that aren't, you know, what do you mean? What's the word that I'm looking for? Aren't nice. You know what I mean? They think that this app is just for adults and that teens' perspective doesn't matter. And to all of those people who said that when I went to their live, you know what? The hell with you. The hell with you. Because of my age. And you're like, I can only talk to you for certain things. If you're watching this and not, you know who you are, the hell with you. Because it's true. Because I just don't understand why you guys did that. I just think that it's kind of unfair because all I did was just go listen to your podcast. And I don't know why you guys asked me so much questions, but the hell with you, all right? That's all I'm just going to start off with saying. I'm not mentioning anybody, but I was talking to Obscure Korea about it last night on his stream. So he knows who they are because we were saying about the good live streamers, but I'm not going to mention any of them. But I really feel comfortable. But the person who made me feel so much comfortable on this app is the Obscure Carrillo. Because I was going to delete this app. Because I didn't feel that, oh, you know, that and this before I went on his stream. So, thankfully, I found him or else I wouldn't be in this app. And had made my first podcast that I think went good for my first general podcast. That's all I'm going to say about that topic. If you have any questions, you could ask me in the comments. And yeah, that's all I'm gonna talk about that comment. And if you're one of them and you know you're like, oh, this guy's an ass and stuff like that. No, it's that I'm telling the truth. I'm just telling people what I think about that. And yeah, it's not that I'm trying to be mean. I'm just speaking the truth about you. So we're gonna start off with our first topic. Okay, that was very stupid. There was so much quiet time. Okay, Trump talked, right? It was April. Yeah, it was yesterday, April 3, right? If I'm wrong, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Okay. So it was yesterday. So yesterday, I think that this is a good point, and this is why I named this particular this particular podcast "Bad Leadership," because I think what he said was very bad. So let's just start hearing to it. I'm sorry the audio is bad, but I am doing it from my computer. So please don't, you know, I'm just apologizing right now. So let's start.
Is the CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering.
The cloth face covering recommend.
Okay, first of all, okay, the voice just changed. Right now the one of the health officials is talking, just to let you know.
That are not surgical masks or N95 respirators. Those are critical supplies that must continue to be reserved for healthcare workers and other medical first responders as recommended by the current CDC guidance.
This is violent.
Okay, now this is Trump.
Terry, I don't think
hold on, let me go back a bit. Let me go back.
I'm feeling good. I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
You, this is so funny, man. Okay, look, right now, the CDC, which is a health department, if I'm not mistaken, is saying wear a mask because that's the best way that we could prevent this from spreading. Oh, my God. And then the next thing you say is, most likely, I think I'm not doing it. Bro, you're the president of the United States. You can't be saying that. If you don't do it, people won't listen to you. Well, listen to the CDC. We have to have the person leading this country has to be the example of it, not somebody else. You know what I mean? The other guy's the leader of the CDC. So, I mean, he kind of made a very good point earlier when he said that to wear a mask. You know what I mean? But you can't just be coming as a president of the United States and be like, you know what? This is optional. You don't have to do it. You want people to follow this. Because if we're going to avoid the spread of the coronavirus, we have to all cooperate, and the leadership has to come from the president, first of all. If whatever he does, that's what people are going to do, because they're going to look up to him as an example. I mean, he's the bad example, not going to lie. I don't like him personally, but I don't want to get into that much. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to talk about this, because that's my opinion, and as like, because people started watching it, I just want to come into this type of topics more. Because I really like politics personally. So I think I'm going to do a lot of politics things, mostly when it comes closer to the elections. So let's just hear this one more time about him saying that he would not do it. Hey, Rawa, how are you? Rawa, how are you? We're just going over about Trump, what he said yesterday over the coronavirus, about some mask that he did. So let's just keep going.
I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
Funny. Funny. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think you should wear a mask. It's the best thing. Because you talk about the conference. And yeah, wear a mask, people. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. That's the best thing to do, is wear a mask. Wear a mask. It would be appreciated if we're going to stop the spread. Wear any type of mask to cover your face. Grab a scarf and just put it over your face. That's the easiest thing you could do, and the best thing that would work is do that, and we'll prevent the spread by a whole bunch. But try to stay indoors as much as possible, and I think that's what they should be saying instead. Stay indoors unless it's just to go get food or water or anything that all humans need. Anything important, that should be the only reason why you should leave your house in the first place. Not just for no reason. Maybe if you just want to go out and get air and go walk around, okay, that's fine. But I think that you can't just say, oh, wear a face mask. Instead of saying that, stay at your house. That's what you should be saying. No, if you're going to go outside, wear a face mask. No, that's what the CDC official. But now you come as the president and be like, I'm not doing it personally. And you're like, it's optional. No, it shouldn't be optional. It's for everybody's own health. You should do it for the good of the country. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So, let's continue with this.
I'm feeling good. I just don't want to be doing, I don't know, somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk.
Guys, did you guys hear that? Let me go back a bit. Let me go back about this. Look, listen. Listen, and I think this is very important. Everything he says here is so important to prove how bad of a leader he is.
I don't know, somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk.
You idiot! Oh my God, man. Understand something. You are privately. You have your own office and space with security guards in front of your door. You say who comes in and out. Like, you're literally like, you know, like what's it called? You're like a king. You know what I mean? Bow to the king. You know what I mean? That's what the president's office is. I can't just go right now and try to enter. No. But I'm just saying that you should try to be like, you know what I mean? Instead of saying, oh, I have a good office with a white desk and I know nothing's going to happen there. You know what I mean? You just gotta think as the president and say, you know what I mean? Wear a mask, because that's how we're gonna stop the spread about this, and we're gonna continue on living. And this is we're gonna get rid of this. We're gonna get rid of this. If the president cooperates with the officials, we're gonna get rid of it, because then he's gonna start putting in laws. But the way it's looking right now, he's not putting in laws, so this is not gonna work at all. So when people are staying at home, ain't working, because he ain't putting laws to prevent this, to prevent people from going outside. He doesn't care. So I'm saying that he's not helping at all in any way to us. That's my complaint about it. He's not helping, and the things that he's saying isn't helping us at all.
The great resolute desk. I think wearing a face mask, as I greet presidents, prime ministers.
Oh my, this guy thinks he's the greatest president in the whole entire world. Oh my god, bro. Oh, this is so funny, man. This guy wasn't prepared even for the virus. He didn't have any laws already in. He didn't have any laws. Oh my god, man. This is hilarious. Like the best, he's like the best presidents, prime ministers. You're not a good president. A group president shows an example of what to do and what not to do. That's a good president. Not someone who's saying it's optional and I'm not doing it. That's not being a good president. A good president is someone who shows the example. This is to the health officials that are trying to control this virus. That's a good example and a good leader. Not someone who's like, I'm not going to do it because I don't feel like doing it. I don't care at all. I'm going to be safe because I have my own office. Not everybody has their own office. Understand, for the president, it's like this. They bring him food. He doesn't have to drive. He doesn't have to cook. All he has to do is work and sleep. That's all he has to do by himself. I bet someone even cleans his butt. You know what I mean? It's like that. Because he doesn't care. Because he's like, no one comes in, no one comes out of my office. So that's what's going on there. And being a good president, not at all. Because you should be given the example if you think you're a good president. That's what a good leader is. You should be like, I'm going to wear a mask and I'm staying at home the whole entire time. That is what a good leader is. Not somebody saying that I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to listen because it's optional. No. We're going to stop the spread of it by you showing the example and people falling onto you. I sound very repetitive, but I think that if I repeat myself, you can understand it better. And different forms, shape, and different forms and shape. You know what I mean? You start putting your own conclusions on what you're thinking. You know what I mean? So I think this is a very good that I'm repeating myself about it, because it goes with what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to come up with. You know what I mean? Let's keep listening.
Dictators, kings, queens, I don't know.
This guy's a dictator. He literally just called himself.
No, I don't see it for myself. I just.
I'm gonna go back because I didn't understand what he said there. And that's just the end of it. It's like the last 2 seconds that I didn't hear.
I don't see it for myself. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Maybe I would change my mind. That is the three. Maybe I will change my mind. Okay, six words. It's the most important words of this 50 seconds of the videos. 50 seconds of what I brought out from citing my evidence. That's the most six important words of everything that he's saying. Maybe I would change my mind because right now I don't give up. Like, literally, that's what he's saying right now. That's what I understand of him saying. I don't give up. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say the word because I'm going to try to keep this PG. But I don't give up. You know what I mean? That's what he's trying to say. That's what he's trying to interpret from it. He doesn't care at all what the officials are saying. Maybe I would change my mind. Once we start seeing that this is getting worse, then he's going to try to defend himself in different ways. Like he always does. He's always going to do that, and he's never going to stop that at all. He's going to continue it all the time. He never is going to stop being selfish in the way he is. You know what I mean? He's going to continue till somebody tells him to stop because he's doing a bad job. But no one's telling him that because nobody goes off to his office and be like, you're doing a bad job. People are disagreeing with you. He doesn't care at all. He's just trying to defend himself and protect himself. That's all he's trying to do. And as a leader, he's not showing responsibility and leadership. Because a good leader shows what? It's a good example. What is the right thing to do there? The health officials are saying wear some sort of a mask. Like, honestly, I prefer him wear a mask all the time because I don't want to see his ugly face. I prefer you wear a mask all the time, man. That's what I think. I think that you, as a leader, you have to show that for yourself. That's how you have to do as a leader. Good leadership is listening to the people who are studying this and saying, this is how we're going to stop it if you wear a mask. Because by you saying that, it's such an irresponsible person. What if you get it? Your wife is going to get it and your daughter is going to get it. For sure. So it's to protect you, your wife, and your daughter. I'm just saying. I know you have a son, but I don't think he lives there. But if he has a son, I think. Yeah, he does. But if he doesn't show that responsibility that he should be showing, he's going to get them sick. He's going to get them sick. And I think that that's true. He's going to get all the senators, Congress, whenever they have a talk, when he's close, and he's not protecting himself, because he should be the most protective. Because then who's going to come and give all those good speech, all the speeches that he's going to come and give? Because right now we need a good, responsible leader. This is where Barack Obama could have come in. If he was still president, he would have listened to those officials. He would have already shut lockdowns and everything. He would have said everyone wear a mask. He would have said everybody stay at home all the time for this month, only to go get food, water, and just walk around. He would have said that. He would have already said that and gave money to us. The bill would have gone out already. He would have started the process for money way earlier and had everything prepared before this hit the United States of America. Because that's what happened in El Salvador. The president over there really had it prepared. He really had it prepared. But what? Their cases are going up because some dumbass decides just to come into their country. You know what I mean? Some dumbass is like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not supposed to come in here. But I'm just going to go into somewhere where the guards aren't seeing me. But what happened now? They have, I think, 36 cases. I know that they have 2 deaths. But let me, I'm not going to pull up the numbers right now because I really want to, like, I don't want you guys to be listening for an hour. But I'm just saying that it's logic. I think that that's my opinion. I don't know what's your opinion, but what is your opinion? Tell me, what do you think about it? Because I really want to know what other people think about that little speech that Mr. Trump said that he cost himself. The best president of the world said that he cost himself. So, yeah, tell me what you think. I mean, because I don't think he's doing a good job. I actually don't think he's doing a good job. As a leader that he's called himself, he ain't doing a good job, in my opinion, at all. He's, like, literally not caring. He's telling people not to listen to the officials. What is that responsibility that is showing through there? What is that responsibility? What type of leader does that? There's some leaders being so much stricter than that. But no, he's going to try to contribute for the rich people to get money. That's what he's going to do. Because his plan was that after Easter, everybody goes back to their normal life. Why are they doing this? Because the rich people that are his friends, supposedly, those other billionaires, want their businesses to go back up. This is what I was saying about Disneyland, Universal Studios, and Six Flags, the podcast before, that they're going to bring their prices up to get their money back. That's what I was saying and talking about. They're going to do the same thing, but they're going to be rushing the president just for them to bring their money back because they're going to see that big loss of money. That's all I'm saying about that. And yeah, so we're going to start to go into our other topic today. Okay, so we most of us, I think, know the NFL. I'm just gonna. This is gonna be maybe like a 2 minute topic because I don't know a lot of people are into you watching this. So I think that they were saying that they're still gonna do the draft. It's coming up. So I wanted to hit this topic really quickly. I don't think they're gonna do it because they're not gonna be allowed to be done by the government because it's a public place. That's all I'm saying. Right now it's saying that they're gonna continue, but I don't think they're gonna be allowed to do it. They're gonna have to change it to maybe to July or something. That's what's gonna be low key happening, and I think the season's gonna start in mid September. That's all I'm gonna say about that. And I just think that because they're not gonna be allowed to do it, because it's gonna be a public place, and no more than 10 people could be in the same thing, and now we're all gonna get locked down, and it's just getting worse, worse, and worse. They're gonna put their players that are getting drafted in such big exposure of the disease. You know what I mean? They're gonna be exposed to it because they're gonna do this event. So I think it's just gonna get canceled till May. So if they still do it, I'm gonna be in such disagreement with it. And that's all I'm saying about that topic. Okay, so our new topic is today. As many of you noticed, before this background, I had the a B because my nickname is Butters. So when I made my account, it was originally called the Butters Podcast. But I always want, and when I downloaded this app, I was like, I'm gonna call it Teens Podcast. So for my nickname, I put Butters, so I had that B there, and then they automatically put up the Butters Podcast. So that's what I had a B. So I made this as you can see, I made the background, like the thing that represents the logo. So I want to go in detail and explain what does this mean to me, and what am I trying to say by me putting what I put into this drawing, which I did very quickly. Not gonna lie, it maybe took me like around 30 minutes, not gonna lie. It's actually so easy because the Google Drawing program is such an easy thing. And then I just sent it to my phone and I screenshot it there. And then I put it, as the background for the theme, the logo, or the profile. I don't know, whatever you want to freaking call it. It's up to you. So, yeah. So, we're gonna go first over. I'm gonna start off by going I'm recording this because I'm supposed to stay there, and then I'm gonna finish this, and then that's it. Today I'm not doing anything with somebody else because I want to post this maybe at the end. I don't know. Sorry about that, man. I would want to put you in, but I want to finish this. Okay, so what is this? So T's perspective, if you see that, it's like an old type of like paper. It's like, you know how when a king came to do a speech, the speaker came on with that type of paper with two sticks? Okay, so I tried to do a style like that, and I want the next group to take over me. That's why I put it, and I think that, like, that's what I center the most for people to see. Why? You guys are adults. Well, most of you. I don't know if you're a teenager watching this. I think there should be teens watching this for sure. But adults watching this. I put this mostly for adults. Because I think that when I say the next group to take over, I'm saying that one of us are going to become president. You know what I mean? We're going to lead this whole entire planet, our generation right now. We're going to do that. You know what I mean? Then we're going to have to put laws, bills to protect you guys and stuff like that. We're taking over this planet. That's what I'm trying to interpret with that. The next group to take over. The next group to take over. By that, the planet. That's mostly what I mean. Because you guys have to hear our opinions. Because it's our future. Because then whatever you guys mess up, we have to fix. That's mostly why that is in there. Okay, why is the microphone right in the middle bottom? I think the microphone just represents that this is a podcast and I'm just here talking about certain stuff For example, in my other one, I talked about water, toilet paper, and stuff like that. So I think just because of that, it's like a podcast. But I do not have a microphone to do a podcast. All I do is wear my AirPod and just have my phone right in front of me and my computer just in case I need any information. But as you saw, I went on YouTube to get you the guys that little audio that I need. It took me maybe like 4 minutes to find the audio I was going to use. Like, it's kind of easy. You just have to be useful to talk and talk and talk. The bad thing is that I don't have water next to me. That was one of my mistakes today. And I always have water whenever I come on. Okay, so in the bottom right, I have a building, which is a school. Us teens, so we spend a lot of time in school, and I think we have a lot of struggles with school. I really see myself having struggles sometimes, so I really represent that, because school gives us a hard time. So I think that's what I'm trying to show with that. It's a representation of what is us and what it shows about us, that our school is more harder than past years. Every year they try to get more effort out of this, causing us more and more stress. And I think that's what all teens, that does lead them out from them doing outside activities, is that they don't have a chance to have fun because they're doing schoolwork, homework, you know what I mean? It's so much homework and so much test preparations to do, like studying notes. So that's why that school is down there, because it's just I'm trying to show the school equals stress that puts onto us. Why is that emoji there with the white face and those eyes and that happy smile? So what do teenagers love doing? What do we love doing? I'll give you 5 seconds. We love being with our friends. We love hanging out with our friends. That's our favorite thing to do. That's our happy thing. Happy place. With around our friend group, around talking, you know, with guys. We talk about girls talk about guys. You know what I mean? I think that's true. You know what I mean? I'm saying, me and my friends talk about girls. Yeah, we do. But do girls talk about guys? I don't know. As a boy, I do not know at all. But I'm pretty sure they do. Because, like, you know, movies and stuff like that. And just hearing my friends say that this person said that and stuff like that. So I think that's why it's important about it. Okay, and why is that pencil up there? There's a pencil next to the paper that says Teen's Perspective, the next group to take over. Why does that say? Why is that there? That pencil, what is that trying to show? And what am I trying to interpret with just that pencil? Okay. What is the number one utensil that we use? A pencil. We rely on a pencil. No pencil, you can't take notes. No notes, you can't study those notes. You can't study. You can't take tests. You don't know what to do for the test. You fail the class. So a pencil is what we rely on the most. A pen is the same thing as a pencil. You know, you see anything that's writing, that's what I'm trying to say. But the pencil is the most important thing, because you should always have a pencil as a team. We need it all the time, even when we don't know we need it. You know what I mean? So I think that's why that's there, because I'm trying to show that we need to prove how good we are. And that pencil represents that we carry pencils all around that because of the stress that school puts into us. And we go outside. We don't have time. Like, I don't have time to do any after school activities because I have so much work to do. I mean, okay, yeah, I do my elective, which I do acting. I'm in play production. I have to stay after school so couple times. So, yeah, to rehearse, but it's just one day a week, but it's a little bit of homework because of the day it is. It depends what day it is. If it's Monday, the teacher gives hella homework, and we all know. Tuesday, not that much. Wednesday, hella bunch. Thursday, they try to give it easy on us a bit. And Friday, it's like long homework, but the easy one. You know what I mean? The one when you have to do like a crossword puzzles, find this and find that. You just got to take time, and it's easy. But they do hella problems on Friday. But it's so easy. So you finish it quickly, but you're just tired because it's like the end of the week, and it ends up taking you something that should be done in like 20 minutes ends up taking 2 hours to finish. So that's how that works with the after school and the work that the teacher gives us. That's all I'm just saying with that, and that's what I'm trying to say and what everything here represents. And the background, the green, why did I pick that? I think it looks such a, it looks a very nice combination of colors with the school and the paper. It looks such a good. And my favorite thing part of the school is that it has like a type of reflection on the green where the bell is. You could still like see like a dark. I was gonna put light blue, but that didn't look good. And I think that I might be changing this at the start of a new every new season. I might be doing changes to it all the time. And every time I do a change, I will talk about it, what everything represents. But I think I'm not going to worry about that too much. But maybe this is the one for the spring, and I might change it for summer because like I don't have anything to do. Well, I don't, but right now. But I'm pretty sure that for every year or every 6 months, I will be changing it just to have something new in here. So before I go, I want to say a couple things from the beginning that I just wanted to just end up with this. Okay, if I offended you in the beginning and you're someone who's watching this podcast, I just felt very, very, I felt very not wanted, disrespected because of my age and stuff like that. I just feel like that, and I think that that's a feeling that everyone should feel if you feel left out. You know what I mean? I think that you should have just taken better of solutions and not said, I only could talk with certain things with you. You know what I mean? There's only a couple things to discuss. I didn't want to disrespect you at all, and I just want to make that clear. I'm just trying to show what I think. And that's all and what I am for. And if you ever, you know, want to come on this, whenever I go live, whenever you want to come on, I would be so glad to have you here because you people is what makes this app happen. And people who showed it, you know what I mean? And yeah, and one thing I really want to say that I really want to do some interviews with a couple of you. I want to talk to the obscure Cordio. I don't know if I say it right, bro. But whenever I go live with you again, I would really want you to tell me how to pronounce that. The obscure Cordio. I'll put it in the bottom so you guys can go check them out later too. The obscure Cordio. I don't know. It's like so confusing. The second word is confusing. The obscure Cordio. But yeah. That one's standing is confusing. I really would want to interview him because I think he has a very interesting life. And yeah, I know he's gonna watch this, so I really want to interview you, man. I don't know why you didn't go live today. Well, the time that I'm doing this. So yeah, I really want to interview you. So yeah, and there's the other couple of people that you guys should go check out that are good. So yeah. He's very good, but I would be working with a lot more of them soon, hopefully. So, yeah, I really thank you for this. And we're going to end up the live stream here. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for coming all the way here to the end. If you were on my live stream watching for a bit and just came back, I really glad you did. Love you all.